Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link at the NPR.org website. You can also go to our website. That's waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. You can also get info about our March show in New Orleans. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Leslie from Haiku, Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. How fabulous. What do you do there?
I'm a bookkeeper.
You're a bookkeeper in Hawaii, but you're being a bookkeeper in paradise. What do you count? Do you count happiness?
I do also, yes.
Exactly.
Well, that's numbers.
Well, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
My liquid drinks I tend to swill and imbibe past my fill to the gills. It's a less sloshy habit when powdered in tablets, so I'm popping a small vodka
pill.
Yes! Vodka is great. It's great, but there are times, say, in line at the DMV, at your kid's third birthday party, and you're hosting a radio show, when it's just not convenient to guzzle the booze you need. Thankfully, Evgeny Muskalev, a professor at a Russian university, has created the vodka pill. It's great because he says consumers can, quote, calculate their exact dosage. Observers are wondering what this convenience will do, however, to our cocktail culture. Imagine, say, James Bond inviting some beauty for a drink and then pulling out one of those plastic pill-a-day boxes. What do you say we have what's here on Tuesday? Very good. Here is your next limerick.
When my marriage has made its last break, I think it's a good time to bake. There's the ex-groom, that snake, as he steps on a rake right on top of my tiered divorce
cake.
Yes! Very good. If you began your marriage with an enormous overpriced confection, why not end it that way? Well, because you won't be able to afford it. But still, enter British baker Faye Millar with her new divorce cakes, huge confections that feature couples atop the cake pushing each other over, stabbing or even shooting each other, and coming soon, one with little figures of a wife chasing her husband's SUV with a golf club. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
I think I'll put down knife and fork, because this beast's from the lab, not the stork. It's completely without curly tail, hooves, or snout. It's not farm-raised, this petri dish.
I know it's bacon. Meat.
It's meat, but it's a particular kind of meat, a meat that rhymes with fork.
Meat that rhymes.
And stork.
Oh, pork.
Pork, yes. So let's say you're conflicted because you love both Wilbur the adorable pig and bacon. Well, if you are scientists in Holland, have good news. Using pig cells, they've created artificial pigless pork in the lab. Soggy, flabby, repulsive pork, but pork. The scientists admit they haven't actually tasted it. God, no. But they say this monstrous pigless product could cut down on greenhouse gas emissions and finally shut PETA up about it. Their success in creating the otherworldly pink spongy artificial mass, though, was cast into doubt when somebody spotted a bunch of empty spam cans behind the lab. Carl, how did Leslie do in our quiz?
Leslie, you had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leslie, for playing.
My pleasure. Aloha.
Aloha.